Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.
You're listening to ICAN.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
Listening to the International Children's Arts Network for kids, families, and educators. ICAM Radio is dedicated to empowering children to be curious. That's why every Saturday morning we hand the mic to the trusty narrator to answer your burning questions. That's next on Who's Smarted.
And now it's time for Who's Smarted. Hey, Smarty Pants, trusty narrator here. Listen closely and see if you can guess where I am. Ready? Did someone say a hockey game? Or the start of a race? Good guesses, but here's some more hints.
Bon voyage.
What do you say now, Smarty Pants? Did you guess I'm on a boat? Yep, but not just any boat. I'm on a humongous vessel the size of a building called a cruise ship. Right now, we're pulling out of a harbor on the Hudson River in New York City. We'll be passing the Statue of Liberty on our way to the beautiful Caribbean Sea. And while I might be traveling alone, I'm certainly not alone. There's lots of fellow passengers on board, including my smarty friends, the Skinner family. There's Gemma, a longtime smarty pants.
Hi, trusty narrator.
Hi, Gemma. And Gemma's smarty family is here, too. Hi, Gemma's mom. Hi, Gemma's dad.
Hi, trusty. It's nice to actually see you.
Yeah. We're used to only hearing you.
Well, they do say trusty narrators are better heard than seen. But what better place to be seen than on a giant cruise ship? Am I right?
This boat is huge.
It sure is. Smarty Pants, quick show of hands. How many of you have gone cruising on a giant cruise ship? Uh-huh. Some have, a lot haven't. Statistically, 15% of American citizens have been on a cruise. That's about 1.5 people for every 10. To be honest, this is my first official cruise.
Whoa.
Whoa is right. I tend to get seasick in the ocean, but I don't think I'll have any problems on a boat this size. It barely feels like we're in the water.
True, but you should still hold on to the railings when you walk around the ship.
Thanks. Also, who are you?
My name's Lana. I'm a ship captain for a different boat on the same cruise line. Today I'm sailing as a backup in case anything would happen to the captain of this ship.
Oh, like if they got sick or hurt.
Exactly.
Hey, you never know what can happen on the high seas, so it's good to be prepared. Right, Gemma?
Right, Chesty.
But chances are it'll be smooth sailing, and I'm getting paid to take a fun cruise.
But while you're here, maybe you can help me, Gemma and the rest of the Smarty Pants learn more about cruise ships. Like, when did cruise ships first become a thing? What cool activities can you find on cruise ships? And is it true there are robots on board? It's time to go cruising for a big whiff of science and history on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Smarty Pants, with a boat this big, I don't know where to begin. Gemma, any ideas?
Water slide, water slide!
Oh, right! There's water slides on this boat!
There's a lot more than that. But before you get wet, let's take a tour.
What do you say, Gemma?
Sure!
We'll take the elevator to the top. The view is spectacular up there.
An elevator on a boat?
Trusty, this ship has 15 decks. That's what we call the different floors on a ship. Can you imagine having to take the stairs each time?
No thanks. Although, that would be good exercise.
Well, if it's exercise you want, you can find plenty of it on board. There are 3 gyms with weights and cardio equipment. You can take aerobics, spin, or Zumba classes. There's yoga. And a walking track around the perimeter of the ship.
I'm curious. How far is it around a cruise ship? Smarty Pants, let's figure it out together. This ship is about 1,000 feet long, which is longer than 3 football fields. And it's about 100 feet wide. So if you were to do a lap, you'd have to walk 1,000 feet plus 100 feet plus 1,000 feet plus 100 feet, which equals
2,200 feet.
Nice, Gemma. Now, a mile is 5,280 feet, which means if you ran, jogged, or walked 3 laps around the boat, you would have gone 1.25 miles, or just over 2 kilometers.
Whoa.
Exactly. Also, do me a favor, don't say whoa. My niece Gia gets upset when other people say whoa.
Got it.
Here we are at the top.
Cool. I can't wait to see a view of Chet Nickerson.
This is Chet Nickerson reporting live from the upper deck of a mammoth cruise ship where trusty narrator and Smarty Pants Gemma are taking in an epic view.
Wow, it's so high. Gemma, do you know Chet?
Of course. Hi, Chet.
Hello, Gemma. I advise everyone, hold your ears.
Yikes, that horn's loud.
It has to be to let other boats or sea traffic know we're coming. It's not like we can stop quickly, like in a car.
Good point. Smarty Pants, how fast do you think a giant cruise ship goes? Before we give you choices, you have to understand ships don't measure their speeds the same way vehicles do on land. Or in the air. Ships measure their speed in knots.
Ooh, I love tying cool knots! Look, a sheep shank!
No, not a knot you make with rope or shoelaces. A knot is a unit of measurement equivalent to 1 nautical mile per hour. A nautical mile per hour is a little bit more than a mile on land, which means 1 knot, or nautical mile, is a little bit faster than its land equivalent. Okay, with all that said, does a cruise ship max out at 10 knots, 20 knots, or 30 knots? The answer is
30 knots, or about 34.5 miles per hour.
That's faster than I thought. It barely feels like we're moving, which is probably a good thing. Wouldn't you say, Gemma?
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I don't get seasick, but I do get sea starving. Good thing there's 5 buffets on board. Nom 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 nom.
I will definitely be hitting at least 3 of them later. But first, I want to learn more about cruise ships.
Suit yourself. I'll just grab this zip line and report back later!
Isn't he the adventurous one?
Speaking of adventures, where do cruise ships cruise to?
I've sailed to Alaska, South America, the Galapagos Islands, Iceland, Madagascar, and the Greek islands. I especially enjoy cruises where you dock at a destination and come ashore for a few hours, what's known as disembarking. You just have to be sure to get back on the boat before it sails off again.
Sounds like cruise ships depart from all around the globe and go everywhere.
Absolutely. A lot of the destinations and itinerary depends on the season and the weather. Hey, Trusty, how'd you, Gemma, and the Smarty Pants like to see how a ship this size operates?
Gemma?
I'd love that!
Great. Let's head over to the ship's control center.
Smarty Pants, do you know what that's called? Is it A, the bridge, B, the tunnel, or C, the crow's nest? The answer is A, the bridge.
The bridge is like an oversized airplane cockpit with several different officers in charge of different things. Come on, follow me.
Wow, there's people everywhere. Smarty Pants, any guesses how many people a ship this size can carry? Is it 500 guests, 1,000 guests, or 3,000 guests? What's your guess, Gemma?
3,000!
That's right. There are usually between 3,000 and 4,000 passengers on board most big cruise ships. But the largest cruise ship in the world, the Wonder of the Sea, can hold 6,988 passengers.
Whoa.
6,000 people on one boat?
Yep. And that doesn't include nearly 2,000 crew members. Okay, almost there. We'll make this quick. I don't want to distract the officers who are working hard to keep the ship running.
Speaking of, how does a cruise ship run? Obviously, it's not steam like in the old days.
Definitely not. As is the case with powerboats of any size, engine power is supplied through a propulsion system that makes the propellers in the back rotate. Cruise ships are similar to motorboats, only on a gigantic scale.
And what source of energy provides the propulsion?
Modern ships use either diesel-electric engines or gas turbines as a source of propulsion. Alrighty, here we are. I just need to swipe my ID and type in today's security code. Welcome to the bridge.
Wow, there are a lot of people in here. And we'll find out what they do right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. I am standing in the bridge of an enormous cruise ship that resembles a floating 15-story apartment building.
Don't forget the water slide.
Never. But first, let's learn about the bridge, where various officers are manning different controls or stations. Lana, what's everyone doing?
Well, some are documenting the weather. Others are plotting the course. Or testing the instrumentations. And of course, they're in constant communication with the engine room. Overseeing it all is the captain. Fun fact, it takes longer to become a cruise ship captain than a brain surgeon.
Whoa.
It can take 18 to 20 years to earn your captain's bars. The little yellow stripes you see on the shoulder of the captain's white jacket.
And speaking of the captain, it looks like he wants us to leave.
We're going.
Lana, I've got to say, it's truly amazing how far technology and innovation have come when it comes to cruise ships.
Definitely. The very first passenger boats were converted mail ships. But in the mid-1800s, cruise ships evolved into bigger and fancier boats. The first passenger cruises started with trips originating from Southampton, England, to destinations like Greece and Spain. Back then, it was mostly the wealthy aristocracy of Europe that traveled this way. Early ships were filled with gaudy and lavish decor to make the rich feel at home at sea.
Oh, yes, there's nothing better than sitting on a gold-plated toilet seat in the middle of the ocean to make you feel important.
These days, cruising is more available and affordable for families and travelers alike. It's mostly a matter of choosing where you want to go and what type of cabin you'd like to sleep in. There are cabins with balconies and views of the water, while others line the interior portion of the ship.
Of course, the most famous cruise ship of all time is known for not reaching its destination. Smarty Pants, do you know the most famous cruise ship of all time? Did you say the Titanic?
The Titanic was the biggest ship of its kind when it sank back in 1912 after striking an iceberg.
Iceberg, right ahead!
After that disaster, big changes were made to the design of future cruise ships. Things like creating a double hull, which is the front of the boat, and implementing lifeboat regulations throughout the cruising industry.
Good. Nobody wants another Titanic.
Come on, we'll head to the mid-level decks where a lot of the fun takes place.
Hey, there's a live band playing, and a magician doing tricks, and people dancing. And kids splashing in four different pools, and...
Waterslide, waterslide!
Yep, and water slides, which I totally want to slide down right after I get a refreshing fruit beverage with a tiny bamboo umbrella in it.
Pepper can order your drink or answer any questions.
Pepper? Is that a crew member?
In a sense. Pepper is a cyborg, or a humanoid robot that speaks three languages and is programmed in hospitality.
Hello, Captain Lana. Welcome back.
How does Pepper know you?
Facial recognition. Trusty, let Pepper scan your boarding pass.
Welcome aboard, trusty narrator. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi, Pepper. I could use a fruity drink, and I was wondering where cabin 24 on deck B was.
Take the elevator to your left and push B. Cabin 24 is 50 feet to the right. Enjoy your stay.
I will. And so will my smarty friends, Gemma and her mom and dad.
Water slide, water slide.
Go for it, Gemma. A big shout out to Emery in Durham, North Carolina. We hear that you're learning a lot from Who Smarted, and that you think we're super funny. Well, we think you're super smarty. This episode, Cruise Ships, was written by Dave Departures Davis and voiced by Jenna High Seas Hoban, Adam Chets Davis, our super smarty friends Gemma, Heather, and Jason Skinner, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Halftack Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Thank you.
That's a piece of music from Japan. You're listening to ICANN, and this is the International Dance Hour with music from all around the world. Get up and move your feet, and right now we're headed home.
같이 설날은 어저께 거요. 우리 설날은 오늘이래요.
Thank you.
That's a song called The Butterfly from a country in South America called Bolivia. It's known for its wild terrain. It has mountains, deserts, and the Amazon rainforest. Let's pack up our bags from Bolivia and head to Africa. This song is called Memories of Africa.
iCan Radio is proud to sponsor the Young Artists Professional Development Competition, open this year to violinists, cellists, and pianists in the Portland metro area. Created by DuPont Creativity Partners and Chatter PDX, The competition offers winners the opportunity to collaborate and perform with musicians from the Oregon Symphony and other ensembles, as well as an honorarium. Musicians ages 14 to 18 can learn more and apply at theconcertsatthebarn.com/YA-PDC.
L'île Maurice, c'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Mais pour les restes, ou bien beaucoup réfléchir. L'île Maurice, c'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Hein? Mais pour les restes, ou bien beaucoup la monnaie. Moi, mon allonautilus, un petit bateau qui rend nous positif. Avec un mois de Francis, lui faire nous vraiment content l'île Maurice. Hein? Ou aller faire un petit pique-nique, le temps fini ou pas les retourner dans le pays. L'île Maurice, c'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Mais pour les restes, ou bien beaucoup réfléchir. C'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Hein? Mais pour les restes, ou bien beaucoup la monnaie. Moi qui finis là-bas, moi bien connais qui tout pas positif. Hein? Et n'a tes trois taxis, et magasin qui prend nous pour touristes. Hein? Mais les fous prennent un bis. Hein? Ou senti ou vraiment dans l'île Maurice. L'île Maurice, c'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Ouais. Hein? Mais pour les restes, ou bise un beaucoup réfléchir. Senti ou en Inde ou en Afrique. Casse un postcode lisine. Ou en a l'impression qui ou dans la cine. Mais en a un ban comique. Pas pour connaître comment pour vivre là-bas. L'île Maurice, c'est un petit île sérieux pour passer vacances. Mais pour les restes, ou bien beaucoup réfléchir. Oubise beaucoup la monnaie. Oubise beaucoup. Chap doupé doupé. Oubise beaucoup. Chapa da 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 beaucoup la monnaie.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler from What If World, where stories from kids like you come to life. Tune in today at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Mommy, antigamente falava com a cobra, o jabuti e o leão. Olha o macaco na selva. Não é macaco, baby, é meu irmão. Porém, durou pouquíssimo tempo essa incrível curtição. Pois o homem, rei do planeta, logo fez sua careta e começou a sua civilização. Agora
animais. O homem antigamente falava com a cobra, o jabuti e o leão. Olha o macaco na selva. Não é macaco, baby, é meu irmão. Porém, durou pouquíssimo tempo essa incrível curtição, pois o
jumping, yeah? Uh-huh.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
Saw things going so
so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly like blue days. All of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. From now on, all sing me one blue. Nothing but blue skies. Do I see bluebirds singing a song? Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. I never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly like days. All of them gone.
All of them gone.
Nothing but blue skies.
I got nothing but blue skies
from now on. Nothing but blue skies.
Here's a song from South America.
Cadê a flor que arranquei pra lhe ofertar? Marina, cadê o amor que você tem, não quer me dar?
Marina, cadê a flor que arranquei pra lhe ofertar? Marina, cadê o amor que você tem, não quer me dar?
E ela foi embora, levando poeira, e a minha maneira, eu Yeah.
shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm gonna help them shine. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm gonna help them shine. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm gonna help them shine. Help them shine, help them shine, help them shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This is ICAR. KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? MICKEYMOUSE. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be. MICKEYMOUSE.
Mickey Mouse, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mickey Mouse,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forever let us hold our banner high, 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 high. Come along and sing the song and join the jamboree.
MICKEYMOUSE.
Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. We'll have fun, we'll meet new faces. We'll do things and we'll go places. All around the world we're marching.
What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to start off with a question from a patron named Gus.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Gus, and I'm 7 years old. My question is, I like sharks and JF Cat. And my question is, what if JF Cat was riding a shark in outer space while JF Cat was eating tacos? Bye.
Oh, wow. Gus, that inspires quite the visual. I can't wait to see it. And let's add in another question from a listener named Zoe.
My name is Zoe, and I like dogs. And my what if question is, what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks? Bye. Thank you.
Oh, Zoe, that is a great question. We just have to make sure we don't mention it if Fred stops by, because I don't think they'll mention what, Mr. Eric? Hi, Fred. Don't mention something that you'd be upset about hearing.
Oh, I'm a terrible liar.
Mr. Eric, I'm a good dog. I can handle a little bad news. I know, Fred, but, don't you have to do some shout-outs?
I know you're just trying to distract me,
but it's working. I've got to shout out James, who's 7 and listens every night before bed, and his little sister Hazel, who likes drawing and watching Frozen. Nice work, Fred. Great shout-outs. And thanks to James and Hazel.
Oh, thank you. I know I'm very good. Wait, are you trying to distract me?
Yes, I am trying to distract you.
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
Well, it's not going to work, Mr. Eric. Although I do have a lovely shout-out for Bruno, who's age 8, and his sister Nina, who's age 6. And I'm their favorite character.
I am not surprised, Fred. I mean, you're like my favorite character.
Oh, stop you. Tell me the secret.
Absolutely, yes, you are going to find it out very soon. But first, I've got to tell you about the incredible Shrinking Nova.
Oh, what's this now?
He's a new character made up by a patron who's good at making comics, being cool, and science. And he can shrink to atom size and grow to planet size because of the Shrinkoscope 2000 on his back.
Wow, he sounds really cool. I bet he's a dog, too.
You're right. He's like a little Frenchie bulldog.
That sounds very cute.
I know, so we should just get into the story so you can meet him.
Oh, yeah, then let's go.
All right, let's find out what if JF Cat was riding a shark in outer space while eating tacos. And what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
Wait, what was that?
Huh? Oh, sorry, it's the story time. The tingle-ling-a-ling is happening, so.
No, you stop that tingle-ling-a-ling. Tell me what you just said.
I just said, what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
No, you just said the story. No.
Oh, sticks. Fred the dog had finally fallen into a comfortable rhythm with life and work. He got up, he went to the What House, he helped make What If World a better place, then he went home and chewed on some sticks.
That's why I'm chewing on sticks, because I love them, they're my favorite, and no one ever taking them away from me,
said Fred. The way he speaks sounds a little different, because his tongue is too long for his mouth.
Everybody knows that, Mr. Eric. Just like everybody knows that these are my sticks forever. And I'm just gonna bury them all in the backyard right now to keep them very extra safe.
But don't you want to answer the phone first, Fred?
There's no phone ring. Ring, ring. Oh, I don't ring, like ring. When you do that. Fred the dog, president of What If World. Make it quick, I got to bury my sticks.
Hiya, Fred. It's JF Cat. Your predecessor is president.
Oh no, I call it Fredzident. It's like my own thing.
Well, Mr. Fredzident, I'm glad you're back to help in What If World. But all you've been doing for the past month is working and eating sticks.
I know. All day when I'm working, I just thinking about eating sticks.
But there are more important things in life than sticks.
Name one thing.
Like space tacos. Come on, get out of the house. I'm riding around on a shark up here and out of space by myself.
You're with me.
Okay, me and Shot Gator. And there's lasers and spaceships and tacos. Get over here.
Let me just chew on a few sticks first to whet my appetite.
No, you'll ruin your appetite.
See you soon. See, Mr. Eric, as long as I don't listen to the call to adventure, I get to keep loving my sticks.
Yeah, but Fred, don't you need to answer the door?
Don't you dare, Mr. Eric.
Ding dong.
Oh, for stick's sake. Who is it?
It is I, the Incredible Shrinking Nova.
Oh, hi, the Incredible Shrinking Nova. What brings you here?
Aren't you surprised to see me?
No, the Tyson, the boy who made you up, he said that we're friends already.
Oh, you're right. Yes, we are good friends. Now let me take you to outer space.
Sorry, no thank you. Bye.
And Fred closed the door in his face.
But we're friends, Fred,
said Nova through the door.
Yeah, but if I go eat one of those space tacos, then magically I won't like sticks anymore, and I don't want that to happen.
Wow, you sure are a wily one, Fred.
Yeah, I know. I had a good stick. You can go away now, Nova. Bye-bye, puppy.
But Nova shrunk down to the size of an atom and slipped through the tiniest little molecular gaps in the door.
Bet you forgot I could do that.
Oh, fine. You can hang out with me, but I'm not leaving this house.
It's okay. I have to get back from saving all of outer space from planet-sized bad guys and particle-sized bad guys.
But nothing in between?
Well, I suppose I could face medium-sized bad guys. I never really thought about that.
Well, that's good. So this story can be about you and how it's weird to be a medium-sized French bulldog flying around in outer space.
All right, well, let me just drop off some fan mail before I go.
Oh, fan mail? You know, I did all the shoutouts this week.
Yes, I know, Fred. You've actually just got one letter from a girl named Zoe.
Only one letter? Oh, that's weird. Well, let's see what this says.
Now,
it said, my name's Zoe, or hi, Zoe. And I like dogs. Oh, me too. What a coincidence. And what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
Uh-oh.
And magical energy started swirling around Fred in a vicious vortex of colors and sci-fi magic stuff.
No, I just feel like I don't like sticks no more suddenly.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm over them. Although now I am feeling very hungry.
Perfect. We could go into outer space together to Maria's Taqueria and have space tacos. And JF Cat will be on a shark. And probably something else crazy will happen.
Okay, Nova, I know you did you new to like the what if stories and stuff, but we usually don't like tell people exactly what's gonna happen, you know?
Of course. Hop on my back and my Shrinkoscope 2000 will fly us into outer space.
Excuse me, Nova?
Yes, Mr. Eric.
I normally describe like action stuff like that, you know, so I would say like Fred hops on Nova's back and they fly into outer space together.
Well, you don't have to say it because I already did.
Yeah, now you both said it. So I feel like we're running late story-wise.
Oh, right.
Oh, of course.
So there they were at Maria's Taqueria in outer space after an uneventful flight. Fred, you made it.
We're so happy to see you.
There was JF Cat riding atop Shark Gator while munching on a taco.
This one's really good. Well, I hope so. I need to find something I can love as much as sticks. Because I don't like sticks anymore, it's weird.
Personally, I don't know what you ever saw in those sticks.
They were well-balanced meals.
The bark is fiber.
The dirt is minerals.
And then the stick itself is like a tough doggy toothbrush.
Sticks are not good for dogs.
Yes, dog food is good for dogs.
I know, but in what if world, I can occasionally indulge on a forest full of sticks. Or at least I used to.
Oh, forget it. Try this dog food taco.
Okay, let me try.
Whoa, you choked that down quickly,
said Shark Gator, as JF Cat ordered another round of tacos for everyone.
and Maria de Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lioness brought them out.
Oh, hi, Maria de Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lioness. I've always wondered.
Am I related to Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lion?
Yeah.
I'm his mother, and I make all of his favorite food here. We're bound to find something that you love. It's the best restaurant in all of outer space.
You might even say her food is out of... No, don't say it. Out of this world. Oh, Jojo.
It's a space joke. Now, you might be wondering about now how all of these imaginary characters were hanging out in the cold, deadly vacuum of space, seemingly unharmed. But don't worry, when I finish explaining this to you, it'll all make perfect sense.
Dinner is ready, said Maria de Jesus,
and a fleet of servers brought out almost every item of food on the menu.
Oh, that smells good.
And Freddy's tail wagged a little, but he still didn't quite seem himself. Try a red chili enchilada, washed down with horchata blanca.
I'll try a red chili enchilada, washed down with horchata blanca.
Enjoy this mango with cilantro, coconut, and palo de gato.
I'll enjoy this mango with cilantro, coconut, and palo de gato. Wait. Doesn't that mean cat hair?
Well, yes, I tried it first. Crunch these blue corn pizzicatas and fluffy puffy empanadas. Would you try a taco that was made by Paw by JF Cat?
Thank you, it's a little more kaffa.
Would you eat with us in outer space during a shark and space dog race?
Would you, could you, with a dog?
I am a dog. Nova, guys, Dr. Seuss did a lot better job of this, so can we just drop it?
And Shark Gator and Nova stopped speeding around outer space. And Maria de Jesus shook her head and started clearing their plates.
That was the greatest meal of my life.
I agree. Yes, indeed. It was delicious.
I am glad that you liked it. I am sorry that your friend did not agree. I will throw the rest in the trash.
In the what?
The trash, la basura?
La basura.
What's happening?
Uh-oh, this is not good. And Fred started swimming through outer space on his way back around the side of the restaurant.
How can he still be hungry? I'm stuffed, and I weigh over 30 metric tons.
Well, you may be a megalodon, but you never lived out on the street.
Where is it? Where is la basura?
I am sorry, Fred. It's not on the menu. It's trash.
You take away a dog's sticks. What does he have left?
Fred, remember when we were out in the street together, eating garbage?
Oh, I love the garbage.
And Fred had found the dumpster back around the side of the restaurant. He was already lifting up the lid with his massive tongue when...
I'm sorry, Fred. I had to grow to tremendous size and hold you by the scruff of the neck.
See, Nova, I probably would have just described that.
Ah, yes. Why don't you describe what I'm doing now, and we'll start over.
Okay, great. So Nova, the incredible shrinking dog, let go of... Fred, and wait, no, don't let go of him.
Garbage.
Oh, Fred slipped inside the dumpster and was rooting around in there like an animal.
Fred, you've got to stop. Oh, I remember when we used to eat that stuff. We felt terrible all the time.
Oh, that was probably the sticks that made me feel bad.
You three need to get that dog out of my dumpster and leave.
Sorry, Maria de Jesus.
And Shark Gator lifted the lid of the dumpster with his massive fin. And Nova shrunk back down to normal size and climbed in with JF Cat.
Get away from my garbage.
Come on, listen to reason.
What would a swimmer do if they didn't like the taste of pool water, huh?
Swimmers aren't supposed to drink pool water. It's very bad for you.
Oh, well, what if football players didn't like getting concussions?
Concussions are terrible and nobody likes them.
Well, what if a cat stopped enjoying eating plants in the house and then puking them in secret places?
How dare you even suggest such a thing? Those are my special kitty pukes, and nobody gets to take them away from me.
Well, I lost my sticks today, JF Cat.
But garbage isn't the answer.
Oh, my stomach hurt. It's probably because I haven't had enough sticks today.
It's probably because you just ate a bag of week-old refried beans.
At least we're all very much hoping that they were beans.
Oh, guys, get me out of here. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And Nova and JF Cat pulled the very stinky Fred out of the garbage.
Oh, gosh, I really wet. Let me just...
Oh, Fred!
Let me just shrink out of the way. Oh, I shouldn't have announced what I was doing before I did it.
See, I'm trying to tell you, Nova. And sticky splashes of stuff were all over everybody. And more droplets were floating around in outer space.
It should probably be impossible to smell things in space. Oh, but I can.
I'm very good at science, and I can explain exactly why we're all able to smell things and breathe in outer space with a perfectly reasonable...
Fred, this is all my fault. I asked Nova to bring you that letter, because I wanted you to stop eating sticks and start hanging out with your friends.
Jojo Fluffy Cat, how could you?
Well, you do kind of have an obsessive personality.
That's completely ridiculous. Oh, I still have garbage on me.
It's so horrible. But I can't stop watching.
No tongue should be that color.
Fred, cut it out.
Oh, sorry. I guess I see what you mean.
Sticks aren't entirely unhealthy, like chlorine and concussions.
But any habit that makes you stop enjoying other people and activities
is an unhealthy habit.
Wow, you three have really opened my eyes. I'm gonna turn over a new leaf right after I jump in this garbage again.
Didn't I tell the four of you to get out of my restaurant?
Shouted Maria de Jesus,
breathing a jet of fire over their heads.
Leave!
Okay, let's go.
I know a shortcut.
We're in outer space. Everything's a straight line.
Oh man, she cooked up all the garbage with her fire lion breath.
That's per shame, I guess.
What, do you think I want to eat cooked garbage?
And the four of them fled back towards What If World.
Come back again when you're not going to dumpster dive.
At the west wing of the What House, where Fred had buried dozens of sticks.
Boy, digging a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I asked them to make me a stick trap door, but,
I think Zoe was trying to do you a favor, Fred.
By breaking you of an unhealthy habit.
Does that mean that if I learn to have a stick in moderation, then I'll start enjoying them again?
I hope so, because I can't stand the smell of you right now.
It's bath time, Mr. President,
said Mr. Mouser, holding a towel and a scrub brush.
Wait a second. If I roll around in garbage, it means I have to take a bath?
That's generally the rule.
Okay, I think I'm ready to give up that bad habit. So we could just skip the bath altogether, right?
I'm afraid not.
Let's go, Fred.
No, I just lick myself clean.
Your tongue is still covered in trash slime.
Oh, anything but a bath.
I hope you remember that next time you try to eat garbage.
Sticks, save me. Oh, what good are you sticks anyway?
The end. Alright, Zoe and Gus, I hope you enjoyed your story. And Tyson, thanks for adding in that cool character, the incredible shrinking Nova. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, the Chan Gonzalez family for feeding me and your son Eddie all of your amazing food, and all you kids at home who know the difference between a fun hobby and a bad habit. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is What If World.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area, Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their Headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.